Love Talk Radio.
It's the biggest.
Maybach
music. I'm on the books and turning pages with a centerfold. Touching paper, dirty money in the envelope. Cuban links would always end up in Mexico. A fetish for Ferrari, selfies and in Mexico. See me winning, now it got me trending on the block. See who winning so they know she not another side. Up on each up, low in the wind when we in the drop. We independent, so it's like we stole another block. Bow. 40 water. You the pinnacle, man. Down south, smoking good.
Oh,
one question, girl, are you mine now? Mine now, mine now. One question, girl, are you mine now? Mine now, mine now. Know that people be listening, so I won't be loud. Won't make a scene, I'll take you through the cloud. You won't forget, you know I've got it. Just stay up, cause we gon' do this all night when we make love.
This is K100 Radio, giving you the best hip-hop and R&B mixes.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
You know the drill.
K100, you bad one.
What's happening? Crack it, lagging. K100 Radio. Well, I'm your host. Listen, thanks for tuning in. Yo, we right now checking out another one of our direct line interviews on K100 Radio. And what we do with our direct line interviews, let me turn my background music down a little bit. Our direct line interviews are a way for us to just really connect with some really dope artists, some really dope independent artists, frankly. We do interview some people that you may or may not have heard of before or whatnot or what have you. But at the end of the day, what we really want to do at K100 Radio's direct line interview is give a chance for independent artists to have a platform to be able to, you know, share their music a little more in depth than what we do on our review show. We want to be able to just really get into the music and with Facebook Live and the tools that we use, we can watch their videos, a lot of different creative things that we like to do. So it's called a direct line interview because we have a direct conversation, a direct one-on-one conversation with our guests. All right. And we just chop it up. We talk about the music. We talk about their life. We talk about what inspires them. We critique their music, all that different kind of stuff. And that's what we do on K100 Radio when we do the direct line interview. So are you guys ready to roll? For sure. Let's go. Get to it. All right, so for this particular segment, all right, we chopping it up with the ladies today, all right? We're going to give you a little bit of R&B. We ain't talking about the R&B where you can't tell if it's R&B or rap. We're talking about some soul music, all right? Soul music. So without further ado, I want to bring Lady Bane on the line. Lady Bane, welcome to K100 Radio.
Hey!
What's up? What's happening?
How you doing, Blizzard? I'm crack-a-lacking. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy you're here. Listen, what's really dope about just the different things that we do on K100 Radio is the way that we were introduced to you and your grind and your music. You submitted music for our music review that we have, our independent music review called Illa Kill. That was my first time hearing you, and you knocked it out the park. The people love the music. They love the song. We're gonna play that song. We got a video. We got a lot of stuff we're going to get into. But you know, that's a really tough segment to get by, to get really positive reviews, and you killed it. And that was my first introduction, and now you're here, so we can really focus just on you, just on your music, and get a little bit more in depth. So I love it when y'all come through Illa Kill, and then we here to this particular point, because now I get to learn a lot more about just you personally outside of that little segment that we had right there, which is impressive. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. All right.
So
you guys are awesome out there. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I like to stop the music. Stop. All right. Stop. So what I always like to do is just let you take the floor for a second. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody where you're from. All right. Just real quick, run it down and give us a quick intro into Lady Bane before we dive off into these questions. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on today, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to introduce myself a little bit. I'm out of the city of Detroit, born and raised. Started off in a little Baptist choir on Dexter and Linwood, right in the hood of Detroit, where singing was what we did for a living, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So my pastor, Daniel Moore, at the time, made sure we got around and sang with some of the big wigs, you know. He just threw us out there. So all praise due to the Most High. I would like to give a shout out to my team. I have a team, and that's pretty much what keeps me going, you know. No man's an island. So I'm here because they submitted music, World Court Records, Bass Heady, my producer, my assistant, Princess Maya. My creative director, Miss Coco Valentine. Y'all should look her up on YouTube too. So, but basically, I started recording in Houston. My friend called me up after some very serious tragic events happened in my life. And she said, "Cassandra, you need to sing again." I'm like, "Girl, please, I just write. That's not what I do anymore. It's not my passion." And sometimes you don't know what your passion is until you start back doing what you know you're called to do. So I hopped in feet first, and, you know, they flew me out to Houston, and we've been grinding ever since. And, you know, you guys put a platform out there for people such as myself. And so when I thank you, it's really genuine, really, because it's frightening nowadays. People are not getting the big contracts anymore. You have to get out here and hustle and get in the thick of things. And people such as yourself, you make that very possible. You know, because of some of the things that you guys have done, I have an opportunity for my music to be placed on a major network right now. So that all popped off since then. Yeah. So Making the Magazine, shout out to you guys. Y'all are out here really grinding and helping us. And I think you guys get the credit, but not the way I think you should. So just thank you for that. And your listeners, you guys are awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Absolutely. So let me get the background music back. Because I like to just let you guys just take off. You know what I'm saying? So you covered a lot. And let's start with spirituality. Let's start with your roots in gospel, you know, because shout out to C. Renee. She's over there checking us out live right now. What's up, C. Renee? What's up, Apple? What's up, Sarah Marshall? Everybody watching over there on the Facebook live feed. All my people checking in over there on Facebook live. Yeah, my people checking in over there. The Instagram live feed went off for some reason. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's right back over here now. Anyway, you talked about that, and I can hear it in the music. I can hear it in your voice, but let's talk about the transition going from that, going from gospel, going into like soul music. You know, a lot of people never really leave their roots in gospel. You can hear it in their music. You can hear it in their writing. What about you? How much does gospel influence your brand and your style of music when you're writing and when you're singing, when you're actually cutting records?
That's a great question. I would like to just say that Aretha influenced that. You know, she was raised in the Baptist church, never lost her love for God. She understands where her gift comes from. But sometimes in life, people need to relate to real life circumstances. I've been through so much that you can feel the gospel roots and the pain when I sing. And that's kind of what I want to convey, you know, because there's people that may be able to relate to what I'm writing and say, "God, you know, she got over that. Okay, I'm feeling it. She believes in love again. Okay." That's a huge transition nowadays when people are just out to get what they can get out of relationships and move on. So I just want to convey passion and soul and just give it to you when I sing.
Exactly. I understand, because if no one's ever heard the music, I'm anxious to get to the music, but I don't like to just jump into it because I like to build up to it. But like, once people hear the song and hear how you sing and hear, because when you came on our review show, people was like, "Whoa." So some real R&B. And that separation, it's like, it's I don't want to say it's sad that people have to now say, oh, real R&B, as if certain kinds of R&B ain't R&B. But you have to, like, it's almost like you have to distinguish it now, because it's kind of morphed a little bit. What do you feel about that? Like, when somebody says, like I just use the term, quote unquote, real R&B, what do you feel like your brand of R&B is something that's been lost the past couple of years? Do you think it can come back to the forefront of the genre? How do you feel about it right now?
To speak to that, I would say that that's kind of what my goal is right now with my album that I'm releasing. Already the music that's out, but I'm trying to make you feel it, like bring the soul back to R&B, if that makes sense. I'm trying to word it properly, be politically correct. But
I know, but it's kind of see, it's just like with hip hop, when people say trap rap ain't rap, or old school 90s boom bap is really rap, and what are people doing? What the kids are doing right now isn't rap, even though we understand the genre is now in its 40s, you know, and it grew up and had kids. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what R&B did as well. You know, it just grew up and had kids, so it's a little bit different. So it's not someone on Instagram Live is saying all R&B isn't the same, and it's not, because you've got your mom and them R&B.
Thank you, honey.
You got the 90s R&B. You got this R&B, and it's, I don't know. It's been around for so long now. Our version of it, the black people's version of it, it's just grown. So I think that's what we're seeing right now. You know, shout out to CC Heath over there checking in as well on the Facebook Live. So anyway, let's jump back to you. So where are you at with your journey as an artist? Because you said that someone told you that you needed to get back to singing. So what happened? Like what made you stop? What made you pause? And now, what really, really just made you finally come back to where you're at now? And how much music do you have done on this next round of what you got going on right now?
Okay. Well, right just before CC, one of my friends, and another friend named T, she called me. She said, basically, what you experienced by losing your fiance, very young, who died from dementia, being in a car wreck that almost claimed your life as a police officer, being a mommy very early, you know, I started having kids at 19, wife and mother. You know, I just kind of lost myself in that. It's like, okay, this is my focal point now. I was still singing, but not with passion. It was just, okay, somebody wants to sing at a wedding. I'll write a song for people, but I just didn't feel like I had what it took to jump back in the game, since it's all digital now. And so I just took the leap of faith. You know, it took people pretty much preaching at me, like, listen, you have to share your gift. Whether you think it's going to be accepted or not, this is what you do. You're integrating being a balladeer, you're integrating being a soul artist into R&B, trying to, you know, just revive the genre a little bit. So it just took that one phone call just to wake me up, and she had, hey, get out to Houston, we got you. And while I was on that plane, Blizzom, I wrote a song just on the plane. And I said, okay, I still got it. And the producer hadn't really even heard me yet. We just vibed off to each other, and we cut Pure Love right there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
so. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't sound like that. So, I mean, I understand there are number one hit records that just literally happened when people just was in the studio vibing that day, and they cut it right then, and you know, you'll never know it. But it just doesn't sound.
I wrote the song before I got there, but just for him to be able to interpret what I was feeling. Usually you have to have a relationship with your producer and sit down with him, but, you know, for him to want to create magic and say, okay, I've been cutting his rap albums forever, you know what I'm saying? But R&B, wow, I got you. And that's where the magic happened, I believe, you know?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because we got two songs. We've got Pure Love, and we got to say, and a lot of your music is about love. We got Say Yes to Love as well. And a lot of your music is about... Why is the focus on that right now? Why is that what you're just trying to put into the space, and give your energy to, or just love only? Are we going to hear something that's talking more about something that's not so happy, something that made people think? I don't know. Where are you going to go with the problem?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah. So the album is going to surprise you. Okay, I gave y'all some love. I put some, you know, some good vibes in the atmosphere, so you can cuddle up next to your boo and do all that good stuff. But we got we're actually shooting two videos in Atlanta. One of them is Right and Dirty. It's a song for the South. It's pretty hip, and we're looking, hopefully, one of my, you know, I really, really hope to get Big Crit on that cut. So, Big Crit, if you're listening, I'm going to need your help on that one, honey. Bring some stuff and flavor to it. But, yeah, so that's, yeah, we're going deep into all of that, yeah.
Okay.
I want
people that's checking us out right now to go ahead and just check out some of this music. So I guess I want to just go ahead and just set it off with the video. I mean, why not? Why not just hit them with the video for Pure Love? Check that one out, and we'll take it from there. You want to go there? You mind going there first?
Oh yeah, no problem. Shout out to Timothy Irving who shot that video. I think he did a great job. So yeah, this song is Pure Love. It's my first R&B cut, and actually it's taken off very well. So I thank you guys for that. All my fans and friends, y'all, thank you guys. So
right, really, you know, starting to, you know, I see you, it's on YouTube, it's starting to build up a following, and this is a real grind, yeah. But I just want you guys to just, you know, we're having this conversation, but before we get too deep into it, I just want you guys to check out the song. So this is the video for Pure Love. We're going to rock this now. If you're over there on the Facebook Live page, of course, as you know, you guys will be able to actually see the video. You know what I mean? So you guys will be able to watch the video if you're on the Facebook Live feed. Everybody else on Instagram and everybody listening on the broadcast on K100Radio.com or our mobile app, you guys are just going to hear the song. But if you're on the Facebook Live feed, the video will pop up right now. So let's check this out. This is called Pure Love, Lady Bane. We live right now. This is K100 Radio with a direct line interview. You guys check this out, all right? Let's go.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B. K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. We are live right now with the Direct Line interview, and that was Pure Love by Lady Bane. If you guys are over there checking us out over there on the live feed, then you guys saw the video over there on Facebook. Tell me what you guys think about that. Please give us some feedback over there in the live feed. Hello, Lady Bane. We back on the line.
Hey.
All right. So, yo, I just thought that was a pretty good shot video. I really love the song itself. You know, you guys said that you went in there and you guys just cooked that up like right there on the spot. It definitely didn't sound like it's a really great voice. You have a really beautiful voice, and I like that record. And we got another one that we're gonna get into. So I want to make sure that, you know, people, if you're over there on the Facebook live feed and you guys heard that, please give us some feedback and let us know what you think. Also, you can call in if you want to say something to Lady Bane live on the air, 347-934-0966. There are a couple of people on the phone lines. If you guys actually want me to come to your phone line, if you're not just listening on the phone, if you actually want to speak and give Lady Bane a shout out or something like that, please press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll come to your phone lines and let you guys come on the air live and give any shout outs. Somebody did that as soon as I said that. You want to bring one in line, Lady Bane, right now?
Yep. That's fine. Just want to just a quick thing about that video. Timothy Irving shot that from Carolina Blue Films. He knows you guys. So
All right. That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Networking is crazy out here. You got to get with it. Hey, it's all about sometimes. You know, it's not all about what you know, but still, sometimes it's who you know. All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got people that wanted to speak a little bit while we were live on the interview. So let's go to the phone lines. I can't see the phone number on this one, so I just hit your line. Hello? K100 Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up? Who's this?
This is Luke Montel. What's going on, man? This is Luke Montel. I'm calling from Kunming in China. Can you hear me?
Wow, in China. Yes, I can hear you pretty clearly. Thank you for calling in. What's up?
What's up, man? I've got about 2 minutes, man. I've been waiting. Obviously, I know you guys are doing your thing, but I just wanted to give a massive shout out and say hello to Lady Bane. She has been supporting me. I've been supporting her. I did an interview with her on Instagram Live earlier this year. She's such a blessing to this world. And what's up, Lady Bane?
Hey, Luke, God bless you. Thanks. I know you're in some grueling training over there right now. So I just want to say thank you for everything and putting good vibes out there in the atmosphere. This is somebody else who believed in me when I just said I'm not going to do this. But, you know,
right.
So you guys have made a team effort to make sure my music is heard around the world. We're doing good over in China right now, over in different countries, and I'm really surprised about that. But, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Luke. He's actually from Sydney, Australia. So I'm doing well over there as well. So I just want to say thank you so much, Luke, for sending me good vibes and actually calling in. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's a blessing to continue to show support and give support. You know, you're amazing. You inspire me every day. I got to go, but I'm glad I got to connect and say hi, and you know, thank you so much for showing me so much love. And I'm looking forward to following and continuing to follow your journey. You're amazing.
Thank you. You guys, you can follow him on at Loop Mind Power on social media, on all social media. So I thank you for the network, sir, and we'll be talking.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, I really appreciate you calling in all the way from China to K1's Radio to show some love to an artist. That is just dope right there. That's what's up. All right, I know, man. Yeah, that's really great. Like, I love that. I love to see artists that are out here grinding. You can get that international support. That's what this whole internet radio thing that we built here, that we got going on. That's the whole point behind being able to use this technology in that specific way. Exactly right there. A couple more people. We got more people calling in for support. So we gotta, when you light my lines up, Lady Bane, we're gonna pause on the music. We're trying to let the people talk. You ready for some more?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, we got to give them some more. We got to get to the people that's really supporting you, because they taking time to call into this interview. We definitely want to hear from them. All right, from the 313, what's up? This is K1's Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Lady Bane. This is your favorite person. This is Mama GL Cynthia Heath. I love you, and may God continue to bless you.
Oh, hey. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
I love you. And the skies are limited when it comes down to you. You're gonna do well. So keep it up. Forget about the haters and put God first, and you go ahead and do what you need to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I love you. Goodbye.
Okay, love you too. Bye bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Man, love it. I love it. We got some more. Hold up. Don't stop. Wait. We're not done. We got more people calling in. All right. From the area code 281. Hello, this is K1's Radio. You're live with K1's Radio and Lady Bane. What's up?
Hi, this is Samantha from Conroe, Texas. I am a huge fan. Hi, Lady Bane.
Hi, how are you? God bless you.
Hi. I heard a song. I don't know if you guys are actually going to play it tonight. It's called Flying High. That song is the freaking bomb. What is Flying High truly about?
Well, for the ones who haven't heard it yet, it's about being in your element. Just for me, it was about someone who really touched my life, and they kind of brought something out of me. And things didn't work out between the two of us, but hey, you know, I understood what my element was at that moment. We made some beautiful music together that's not been released, and that was another part of my journey, just, you know, getting back out here. So once I found my element, baby, I was able to write about it. So Samantha, you were the first to hear that, honestly. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You guys were the first to hear about that.
I follow you all on your fan page, and I just want to truly thank you. All the veterans over here in the Navy want to truly, truly thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, goodbye to you, sweetheart. Thank you. Tell your crew, the soldiers, thank you for serving, and God bless you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. But wait. There's more. I want to get back to the music, but I can't, because all these people are calling in. I'm big on the supporters, fam. I'm going to go over a little bit. We're going to take a little bit extra time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn the music down a little bit. We're going to take a little bit extra time to chop it up with Lady Bane. But when people calling in to support, I got to just stretch the show out a little bit and show some more love. I just got to do it. All right, hold on. I don't know if this is another international caller, because when they call internationally, we can't see a number. But I bring them on the air right here. Hello, this is K1's Radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Greg Beagley up in Cleveland, Ohio, with WHTL Urban Radio. Just want to say hello to Lady Bane. We reached out to her about 4 weeks ago. We heard her music on Facebook, and we put it in rotation.
Wow.
And as of now, she's like one of the top three requested songs on our station. So congratulations to you, and keep making good music.
Yes, thank you so much. This was a surprise here. Thank you so much. It's good to hear your voice. Wow, what a blessing.
Man, thank you, man.
You.
I don't I thought it was an international call because I couldn't see the number. But however you're calling me, I don't really care. We appreciate the support. And for Lady Bane and K100 Radio, listen, thank you guys for calling. And thank you guys for supporting the independent artists that's out here, man, with the platform that you guys have. That's what's up. We really definitely support that. And we really appreciate it. And I know she's grateful. So, yeah.
For sure. There's artists out here that sound just as good as some of these artists on the top of the Billboard charts. These independent artists are really, really on the grind. And Lady Bane is one of them.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. We concur. Yes, we definitely concur over here at K1's Radio. Thank you, brother, for calling in. I got some more people. We got more callers. You know, she's lighting our lines up. She definitely has some fan base.
Good vibes. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Next up, hold on. We got one more. Hold on. I gotta get this other song. You know what? And the other young lady mentioned a song that we don't have, Lady Bane. I don't know. We ain't got that one. We gotta check that one out. Whoa, Fly High? That's what she said. I don't have that song. I got the other song.
I'll make sure you get it. I surely will. I will make sure you get that one.
I might feel some type of way.
No. I got a lot of my support from your show. So, yeah, I owe you one. I got you.
All right. One more caller. We got another caller. Hold on. Area code 585. This is K100 Radio.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey.
What's this?
All right. I am so excited able to speak to this wonderful, talented Lady Bane. I just want her to know that I love her, and every song, starting with Pure Love all the way down to Yes to Love, and You Don't Love Me.
Oh,
so I want to say hi,
you.
Lady Bane.
Hey, how are you? God bless you.
This is your auntie.
Hi! Thank you so much. Wow.
Okay.
It means a lot to get some family support nowadays. It really does. So
that's right, baby. We got your back. We got your support. And we just want you to know that we love you. And you know I'm calling from New York. And I wouldn't miss this opportunity to give a shout out to you, because I know that you are doing great things. And you're going to continue to do great things.
Thank you. Oh,
all right.
Thank you so much. I love you.
We appreciate you calling
me. I love
me
you
auntie.
Too, honey.
I call this my auntie now. My auntie now, too.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate the support over here at K1's Radio. Thank you very much for calling in. All right. So, all right, Lady Bane. Man, You had the phone line sold up for your direct line, your interview over here with K1's Radio, and this is truly what it's all about. I really love being able to see how much support an independent artist has, organic family, people from overseas, other media platforms all calling in support of this independent artist. That just doesn't happen a lot when we do these. I'm going to be frank with you. It really doesn't, but it's really refreshing to see somebody that really is talented have that kind of support. I'm telling you, we do these all the time. What is this number? Interview 400 and something for us. We're in the 400s now with interviews. So, yeah, we're in the 400s by interviews at this point. You know, we've been doing this for a minute. So, you know, we just don't see it that often. When people are calling in from China and other radio stations, FM radio stations and other platforms, just to show love to an independent artist, that is real grind. That is real support. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We've got another song and my auntie just mentioned it.
Yes,
right?
Female, but...
yeah, my new auntie. It's called Yes to Love. I want to play this one before we get ready to get up out of here. We already saw the video and heard Pure Love, but this one is called Yes to Love. Tell us about this one. Give us a little intro real quick, and then we're going to run this one, and then we're going to get ready to wrap things up. But tell us about Yes to Love. How did it come about? What it's about? And then we'll play that one, and then we'll get ready to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay, that song is truly about love and how people just don't accept. I was in an interracial relationship at one time, and he just passed away, by the way. But anyway, we caught hell. We caught hell. We didn't know how things were going to come together, how we were going to land on our feet as a couple. So that song came from a real place, everybody. So if you're in a situation where you don't know how it's going to work, leave it up to God, faith, whatever you believe in, and here you go.
Yeah. All right. K100 Radio. This is Lady Bane. Name of this song is called Yes to Love. Let's check this one out.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
That still believe special part of me. It's hard to deceive when your eyes are open to the truth. Baby, you and me, we were meant to be here. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Baby,
I can't lose this feeling that I have, because I just know I'm your better half. It's a gift from God to you, from me, my love. Take it how you wanna. Just call yourself your
own.
I was sick and outside until you came along. Oh, everything changed. There's still some part of me that still believes that you're a special part of me. It's hard to deceive when your eyes are open to the truth. Baby, you and me, we were meant to be. Oh, baby, now I know that you are for me.
Baby,
you make my life better eternally, yeah.
Baby,
and I just wanna say, yes, yes.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
All right, K100 Radio, we are right back. We are still rocking live with Lady Vane. Before we get ready to get it out, we definitely want to make sure that you guys have all the information that you need about how to check out Lady Vane's music. So we're going to make sure we go open the line right back up before we roll. Of course, Lady Vane, give everybody all your social media information, website information, anywhere they can get this music, everywhere that you want them to go as an artist so they can follow your grind. Please, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm at Lady Vane, that's LadyBain, music, MUSIC. On all social media platforms, that's my Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and also my website. If you want to read some articles about me, you can Google Lady Vane Music, and some more intimate things about me will pop up. So just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you to your listeners, and you guys really helped me get to where I am now. So I just can't thank you enough, Lizzie. And I'll make sure you get flying high. Corey Stewart is actually on that. He's a two-time Grammy nominee. So I think you'll be interested to hear that. So
Who was that again?
Corey Stewart. You guys might want to follow him on Instagram as well. He's a two-time Grammy Award-winning guitarist. I actually just shared the stage with him for set in Houston. But, yeah, so God is pulling everybody together. I just want to give a shout out to Kevin Jones as well. He did some cover art for me. JP, he's a huge model out in Houston. He was actually in Pure Love. So I just don't want to miss anybody.
All right.
But just thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate you.
Listen, I really like the music. And like I said, when I started the show out, the first time I heard the music was on our platform here. And, you know, if anybody knows about our broadcast, about our show, Illakill, they know we're not no easy audience to impress at all. You know, and so, again, shout out to everybody who supports that particular platform. That's going to be live tomorrow, 8 to 10 p.m. And, you know, when I first heard it and you knocked them out the park there, I was like, you know, she's nice. She's dope. She's great. And then when you sent me, you know, the music and material for this particular segment, I was just even more impressed. And now I want to hear Flying High. Now I want to hear everything now. Every time I come across something, you know, with Katie Payne, I'm clicking on that link to see what she's got new. You know, what's next. And so I just want to say big ups and props to your grind. Keep making that soul music because we definitely need it out here. For real, for real. I know sometimes some of you artists that make soul music may feel like giving up. Please don't. We need it. Even if it ain't the most popular, we need that as a people, as a culture, as a genre of music. We need the feeling, the soul that your kind of brand of R&B brings to the table. And so somebody's gonna the artists that do it now, they gotta go on. They'll get older, and we need new, fresh blood and fresh music and fresh material. So please, just don't stop. That's all I'm asking you not to do. Just don't stop. Again, don't give up. Yeah, don't give up. Don't give up.
Never again. I won't.
Yeah. You feeling discouraged? Hit up K100 Radio. We got to do something. We got to boost it. We got to do something. We got to get you back in the game. Got to motivate you. All right? All right?
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. So listen, this was a direct line interview with K100 Radio. This was Lady Bane. If you missed any part of this interview, all right, you can catch it on our YouTube channel. It'll be over there on our YouTube channel. It'll also be on our Spotify podcast. So if you want to just pull it up on your Spotify and listen to it back on your headphones or in your car, in your Bluetooth, however you want to do it. We've got Lady Bane's music in rotation on K1's Radio, by the way, because she did get the ill vote on Illakill. So if you just tune into K1's Radio, you'll also hear her over here. Just if you want to support her and a whole bunch of other dope independent artists, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing as well. So our website is K100Radio.com. And all of our handles is at K100 Radio. Just search K100 Radio on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube. We'll pull right up if you want to catch any of the content that you may miss when we're live. And we appreciate the support. Everybody who may have watched these live streams right now, CC Heath, who's this? Melvina Clark, Gabriel Wheeler. Who else is over here checking us out? Destiny Watson was watching. You know, everybody that had a chance to support and watch the live stream. That's really important that you show love to these independent artists to keep them motivated, to keep them, you know, on their grind and, you know, and make them feel like they're not just doing it for nothing. Even though we shouldn't have to motivate them, they should be self-motivated. We all need it. Don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourselves. We all need that motivation. We all need that support. Even when you feel like you're the strongest and nobody's going to knock you off your tee, at the end of the day, you still, support goes a long way. So just make sure you support the broadcast, support these independent artists. All right, Lady Bane, we ready to roll out of here? We ready?
Hey, yeah, let's do it.
All right, this is K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, and we signing out. Later.
Thank you, everybody.
The K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
We can play a little
Janet, Beyonce,
The Weeknd.
This is R. Kelly
playing all your favorite artists.
We can play a little
Jahez. Hey, my Braxton.
This is Jill Scott.
This is K100 Radio.
My station for R&B.
Y'all know what this is.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated, divided to me. To the love in the end, baby, you know. In the rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now, 'cause I didn't have one too many things, and I.